USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. More than a half dozen homes were destroyed in Napa County, California, when a new wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon. The Steel Fire prompted evacuations around Lake Berryessa in an area hit hard in last year's fire season. Hundreds of residents, like Chloe James, were forced to evacuate on short notice.
We're accustomed to it as the new normal, but growing up here, you know this is what you get.
Wildfires spread across California, forcing officials to extend closure of the famed Yosemite Valley by another week and maintain evacuations for thousands of people further north around Redding, where the death toll climbed to at least five. One woman and her two great-grandchildren who'd been missing since Thursday died in Northern California's deadly car fire. Police in New Orleans are looking for two suspects who fired shots at a group of people at a bar, leaving three dead and seven injured. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison.
We believe that they stood over one of the individuals and fired multiple rounds, and then after that, fled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Palestinians celebrate the release of a teenage girl from a jail in Israel, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
17-year-old Ahed Tamimi returning home to a hero's welcome in her West Bank village on Sunday after Israel releases the teen following an 8-month prison sentence for slapping and kicking Israeli soldiers, something that was caught on video and went viral. Moments before that exchange, she had learned that her 15-year-old cousin had been shot in the head from close range with a rubber bullet by an Israeli soldier during nearby stone-throwing clashes. The video made her a hero among Palestinians. In Israel, though, she's seen as a provocateur and by some, a terrorist.
Today is the 60th anniversary of America's space program. NASA was signed into being by President Eisenhower in 1958. 4 years later, President Kennedy called for a mission to the moon, and that was accomplished 7 years later. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been 1 year since Equifax discovered signs of a data breach exposing the personal data of 147 million Americans, 6 weeks before it notified the public. Consumer advocate Ed Merwinski with Public Interest Research Group is calling on lawmakers to act.
Equifax found out a year ago. They didn't tell us until September last year, and they botched completely what they told us. So we don't know if anything has improved at Equifax, and Congress still hasn't done anything to hold them accountable.
He urges consumers to get credit freezes at all three major credit bureaus. Those attending this weekend's bridal show in Dallas were saying yes to the dress, John Clemens reports.
Thousands attend the Dallas Bridal Show, which is a one-stop shop for all things wedding-related. The one catching most of the attention was a $2 million wedding dress. Naomi Butler, owner of the Dallas Bridal Show, describes the $2 million wedding dress.
The bodice having $2 million worth of diamonds that are on the bodice itself. It goes from the front to the back on the arm in a few layers, kind of like a sleeve of diamonds.
The wedding dress even comes with its own security detail. I'm John Clemens.
The first white rhino has been born at the North Carolina Zoo in 41 years, and it now has a name. Three names were placed on poles filled with hay, and the papa rhino picked the name, Nadi, taken from a queen of the Zulus who died in 1827. The white rhinoceros is a near-threatened species.